Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
You're listening to Footy Prime, the podcast, brought to you by DAZN, with Danny Diccio, Craig Forrest, Brendan Dunlop, and James Sharman. For producer Dan Wong and myself, Jeff Cole, let's get this party started. DAZN, game changed. Your sport, when and where you want it.
Hello there, football fans, and welcome to Footy Prime, the podcast brought to you by DAZN. Sharman's here, Wong is here, Dunlop's here, Diccio's here, Forrest is here. It's the full array of talent, and that's happened recently, has it, too much? So be very grateful. You're welcome, listeners. You're welcome. Boys, we won't get into too much Champions League talk today because I didn't watch any games. So, you know, I can't give my my much-desired critiques of each of the game. You're going to the viewers demand that, and no one cares what you guys say. But Wong, are you, off the top here, you were talking just now to us about how you don't like the games being spoiled, how there was almost too much football today. Now, DAZN have a feature, of course, where it's called no spoilers, right? But Wong, for someone that's kind of learning the sport, you were really overwhelmed today, weren't you? Are you okay?
I watched Liverpool and Milan, right? AC Milan. I watched that game. I watched PSG against Brugge. And I watched the first game from Turkey because of the Canadians, Kyle Larin and Atiba Hutchinson.
That's the problem is team Wonger, but she just Wonger.
Yeah. I have to learn how to pronounce it. But the bigger thing was there was too much. I went through all the games and I was like, oh, I wanted to know what if Porto was going to do well for my Portuguese friend over here. I wanted to, and I West Ham plays tomorrow in the Europa League. And I saw that. I was like, oh, look at that. Craig's going to be happy. So I was overwhelmed.
I love watching your addiction start. You know, you're even dressing different now. Your facial grooming habits have changed. Mm. And it was only match day one, Wonger. It only gets better, buddy.
And he actually has a painting behind him instead of like his 5-year-old self.
Is that a Wonger original, that picture?
Absolutely not. My numbers is the best I can do. And I'll miss-sign my name because Hey, Danny, are we going to hear from you? He hasn't said anything today.
Just letting you guys speak.
He's just a bit upset about the result at Anfield today. That's why.
I thought you didn't watch the game, Sharm. I thought you were too busy.
I watched live score on my phone between appointments. And I wasn't very happy until towards the end there. And then good old Jordan Henderson, the most underrated midfielder in world football, steps up, gets the job done. So, yeah, I was happy about that. But listen, fellas, I thought today we'd do something a bit different. We'll use this to engineer conversation about, you know, numerous things. But it's a quiz of sorts. It's not original. It's not unique. It's not clever. It could take a long time. It might not take a long time. Depends on you guys. But you may have seen this past weekend, Mo Salah joined the 100 goal club in the Premier League. So 30 players now have scored 100 league goals in the Premier League. So I thought we'd go around the table here, naming the other 29 players. All right, no cheating at all. Okay. And then, you know, when it comes to a certain player, certain topic, feel free to jump in with your thoughts on that player. He's looking at his watch. He thinks this could be a late one here. It shouldn't be, though. So Mo Salah scores his 100th goal in game number 162 right? That's pretty impressive, right? It's one of the best records in Premier League history when football was invented, of course. So let's go around the table, okay? One at a time. I'll keep score. And the winner will gain the respect of the millions of listeners that we have here.
how many misses do we get? How does it look? If we're going to go around the table, do we get three misses? Because some of us are probably going to be name heavy and some of us are going to be taking swings.
You're asking too many questions. I don't know. We're just going to go around the corner, around the table.
Okay. Is that someone's like baking timer? Like,
what is that?
Trying to make bread?
It's my text on my phone.
All right. Well, let's try
to figure out whether it's my place.
Let Dan Wong go first.
Yeah, Wonga's going first. Honestly, I want Wonga to win this.
Yeah.
Okay, Wonga. So we have Mo Salah, right? We have Mo Salah. Name one other player in the
experience.
Okay, I'll go Alan Shearer.
Whoa!
Well done, Wonga. Yes, number one. 124 games, Shearer.
Wow. So,
he's got 260 goals, I think, in the Premier League, number one of all time. Hey, Craig, when you were playing against Newcastle or Blackburn, like, how did you prepare for Shearer? What was he like to play against?
He's just sharp. He's very, very clever, running off defenders, good finisher. Wasn't really – I mean, there was no striker that really worried me or anything. The ones that really I found difficult were the ones like Deitch, the big bastards.
So you're saying that you fear Deitch more than Alan Shearer?
Oh, I'd rather play against Alan Shearer, yeah.
Wow.
And if he might score a couple more than Deitch, but they'll be in the top corner. It's not my fault. Where Deitch is going to bite my ear, my nose.
And bundle it in.
And the referee will give it.
Hey, Deitch, right. I mean, Shearer was kind of a contemporary of yours, right? I mean, as a fellow striker, how did you rate him?
Oh, very highly. I remember when he first kind of broke out on the scene at Southampton, Craig, and he'd moved down from Newcastle with Geordie Kidd, and I don't know if he had got a look in Newcastle in his hometown, but suddenly this young striker was banging in goals in Southampton and making a name for himself. And then he obviously went for a big money move to Blackburn, where he picked up the championship there and had a really good partnership with the likes of Chris Sutton, and they won the championship under Kenny Dalglish. But just a kind of a mix of a striker he was, Alan Shearer. He was a physical guy, but he was mobile. He could strike a hell of a ball from all different areas of the field. And he was very good in the air as well. And it was just something that we hadn't really seen a lot of in England, because you had your little and large partnerships, which were a dime a dozen back then in the 90s. But a guy like him who could play up top by himself if necessary, but cause havoc on defenders, but make a goal out of nothing for himself inside the box or outside the box.
Yeah, Deitch, to make a force a comparison, would you say that Ronaldo has kind of evolved into that type of player, that type of finisher and forward?
I'm not sure, because Ronaldo is a different type of profile, and I think his game's evolved. I really do think Ronaldo's game's evolved, especially his aerial prowess, where
it's unbelievable.
I think he's one of the best headers of the ball in the game at the moment.
Yeah.
But Ronaldo could score a spectacular goal as well, just like Shearer.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
But I feel that he's got better inside the box, where Shearer, Craig will tell you, he used to hit balls from all kinds of angles and bend balls around keepers, smash balls in top corners, low hard drives. He had a real mix of different finishes that was unseen with the English number nine back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played against my biggest a lot, question right now. One of the biggest games we had against him and Sutton was a game with Ipswich and at Blackburn, that we had to get a result, minimum draw, or we were relegated. We drew 0-0 was enough. And luckily they had a day off. They really did.
Yeah.
Ouch. They did. Yeah. All right, let's keep moving here, shall we? I'm sure Dunlop's going to find a way to ask us about Ronaldo and compare him to each one of these guys. But be your next. Name another member of the 100 Club.
Thierry Henry.
Thierry Henry, yes, of course, Thierry Henry slips in there. Pretty good player as well. Craig, you're up.
Righty, Ian Wright.
Yes, nicely done, Craig. Ian Wright. Was he world-class, Ian Wright?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Because some people would always say, oh, he didn't have the pace of some of these other guys, you know, of that ilk. But he just scored goals. Never did it for England, though, did he?
No. I think that's why people hold it against him. But he got in all those Nike commercials, right? Jeets, mid-90s, if you got in those Nike commercials, you were a big deal. And Wrighty was the guy.
Well, then he had the shirt with the when he broke the record. Was it 259 or something? Whatever the record was at Arsenal. Maybe Dietz remembers what number it is.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and kind of upset a few people, but I think Ian Wright was as important to Arsenal as Thierry Henry. I loved Wrighty. I really did. I thought he was. A guy that brought that swagger to an Arsenal team that were very, very plain and boring under the George Graham days. And he had a fantastic partnership with Mark Bright at Crystal Palace, Craig, and they played against a couple of teams. I think it was Man United in the FA Cup final, and they really put themselves on the pedestal there and said, we can play for bigger clubs here if needed. And he got his big money moved to Arsenal, and I just thought he was a little rascal. I know Wrighty pretty well as well. He was on the club scene. A lot of my DJ parties, he was there dancing. And
was he singing by chance? Because he had an album out, a single out at one point, didn't he?
Yeah, no, he wasn't singing. He was just his usual lively self in the club and just a real character. And I think that shone through on the pitch as well, Craig. You know, he was a guy that put demands on his fellow players, a guy that got better playing with the likes of Dennis Bergkamp, Mark Overmars, Petit, Vieira, guys like that. And he used to wind up opposing defenders as well. He used to talk so much shit talk. It was unbelievable. And I loved all that. I loved all that shithousery. And right, he was a top, top striker for me.
When he came to West Ham, obviously not at his prime or in his prime at that time, but what a character. Fuck, he got sent off in a game at Upton Park, and I was on the bench. He went down the tunnel at Upton Park, and then the referee's dressing room was immediately, do you remember, Dietrich? It was immediately to the left as you went in the tunnel.
Yeah.
That was the referee's dressing room. So he gets sent off. He's so pissed off. He goes in the dressing room. The game's on. He got sent off. And he fucking tears it apart. He grabs their clothes. He's throwing it. He takes the TV off the wall. He gets the couch. He flips it upside down. And then, you know, like, there's always a cop standing there at the tunnel, and he's been there for years. And he's like, he goes in there, Wrighty, get out of here. Well, they found out it was him, and he got suspended at 4 or 5 games.
That's normal for him.
I love that story.
When a speedy player gets a little bit older, we say that his legs go, right? And that's the first thing to go, and then the decline begins. When someone never had legs to start with, what's the first thing to go?
Huh. Oh, right, he was quick.
Yeah, he was quick, but he wasn't like lightning fast. He wasn't known for his pace, though.
But there's pretty freaking quick.
There's a difference with being quick over a longer distance, like a Adama Traore, for instance. Mm. And there's a difference between being sharp over 5 to 10 yards, which Wrighty was. He was sharp with his movement. He was deceptive with his movement. And he was very quick to get on the end of a ball and finish, you know. So there's different levels in saying, yeah, that guy's lightning quick. But he was lightning quick deceptively to get chances, to put chances away, to lose markers, and one step ahead, thinking one step ahead of defenders as well.
Did you see he was on the zone, on the Premier League productions, on the zone with Sean Wright Phillips, his stepson?
Yeah, it was great.
It was great. It was really good. Yeah, and there's Wright Phillips, you know, referring to him as dad throughout the entire broadcast, and they had a hug at the end. It was really good, actually.
He gave him a kiss, didn't he?
He did.
Lost 2 or 3
nil. That's right. Because I think Wright's he's a great pundit. He really is. He I don't know. He doesn't take the game too seriously, but. Seriously enough, I think.
Yeah.
And it always comes across really, a very likable guy, you know, which is something you two pundits need to work on more.
So. Yeah, a little bit, you guys. I'm surprised actually how old he is. I just looked it up to see when it was that he left Arsenal because I couldn't remember if he'd played with Craig or not at West Ham there. But he left in 98. So I think Ian Wright is one of those players that in Canada isn't really appreciated for being a great Premier Leaguer because just didn't have the access at that time, right? Yeah.
That's a good point.
Available 98.
That is a good point, isn't it? We joke about the Premier League football being born in 92, but really in Canada it was born in what, 98, right?
98, yeah, it was 98.
Borsner and Craig and Jerry. You were the you bore the Premier League here in Canada, Craig.
Should be very proud of yourself. The first Jeez, Premier League season.
You please turn that off.
Deej, just put the phone away from your microphone.
First fucking podcast ever.
I don't know why it's doing it.
Jesus, it's
because you're a popular guy. That's why it's doing
the
it.
The love of God.
You know what? Beside his computer microphone. That's exactly where he has it.
Is Wonger, he just turned spoilers on. So there was so much action today in the Champions League that it's just pinging him. It's just the goal notifications catching up from the day.
My phone is connected to my laptop as well, guys. So that's why.
That's the issue. Phone. Well, maybe you disconnect it from the laptop for this next 45 minutes.
It's still pinging.
You just got to close the message browser, buddy. I did the same thing.
All right, so we've got Shearer, Henry, Salah, Ian Wright. By the way, play along at home if you really want to. Deech, you're up next.
Another ex-Arsenal player that came through the system but went on to Newcastle and then Manchester United. Ding!
That means Mr. you're right.
And drink.
Time's up.
Andy Cole.
Yeah.
Andy Cole.
Fucking
Andy
hell.
Andy Cole.
Yep,
Andy Cole. He did 100 and 185 games.
100 and what?
185 games, 100 goals. Craig, what's wrong? Bad memories?
That was against Craig.
He scored 100 against Craig.
Yeah, is he the guy, Craiger, is he the guy who scored the most against you? Was it Andy Cole?
5 goals, right?
No, but I mean, overall. Like,
overall? Either that's him one or Shearer. Yeah, him or Shearer, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They'd get Shearer a lot.
That's a good one.
You know what we should do? We should get DAZN to partner with whoever their beer sponsor is. We should get them to give Craig a bottle of beer for every goal that he conceded in the Premier League. Remember when they did that for it was a American beer brand that did that for all of the goals, the goalkeepers that had let in a Messi goal? Remember that? And there was this one keeper from, God, was it Malaga? Got like 33 bottles showed up at the door.
Yeah, that's right. That was a great, great promotional thing. Smart.
It was. It was very good.
No penalties, eh? He had zero penalties in all his goals. Some of his other guys obviously took spot kicks as well. Shearer had 18. But Andy Cole, not one from the spot, but another great, elusive player again, right? An elusive player, clever player.
Very, very good player. Another guy that had a really good relationship at Manchester United with a CONCACAF player in Dwight York, who came from Trinidad.
Yeah.
Played at Villa for a good while. Dunning would know him there. Even more renowned because he impregnated a famous pin-up girl in Jordan back in England. But
who didn't?
Who didn't back in those days? That's correct. But I thought Andy Cole and Dwight York were probably one of the best partnerships that were around in the 90s. They were just a joy to watch. And I remember a certain Champions League game against, I think it was Barcelona, where they absolutely tore them to pieces. It was either Barcelona or Juventus. They tore them to pieces. There was dummies going on. There was stepovers, clicks, and they were so in sync. It was just a joy to watch two players, two strikers have such a field day.
I was doing some stories in England once, and my camera guy was a guy that had done a lot of stories for Sky over the years and BBC. And he said he did a story about Dwight York once upon a time, and he went to his mansion near Manchester, this huge like 8-bedroom mansion, and he goes into this house and it's just the strangest scene. He goes, all that was lived in was the kitchen and his bedroom, and that was it, nothing else. It was an empty house with no decorations, no furniture, nothing, just a bedroom, and this kitchen had been used.
A bit like Craig's house now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Craig, how many rooms do you use?
Oh, a couple.
We don't use the kitchen for your Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
That's about it, right?
Guys, he's evolved into a minimalist. He's evolved. He only uses what he needs now. As opposed
He only owns four shirts, and we're looking at them right now.
No, on the wall, yeah.
Three on the wall and one on his back.
I could change it.
No, you don't have to prove anything.
All right, you're up again now, Wonga.
Rooney.
Give me another player. Rooney, Wayne Rooney, of course. Yeah, Wayne Rooney. By the way, he's doing a job, I suppose, at Derby in very difficult circumstances at the moment. No one knows if he's a good manager or not.
Nope.
But, man, it seems like a tough way to cut your managerial teeth in that situation right now. But I give him credit. Do you have any faith that maybe Wayne Rooney could be this coaching savant?
He's turned 100 years old in about 5 months after retiring.
Yes.
There's a great meme of a double take of like, this is Ronaldo at 36. This is Rooney at 36.
Exactly.
They look decades apart.
Yeah, they do. But listen, he's in the genes, right? He comes in boxing genes, whereas, I don't know, Ronaldo comes in space or something. It's a bit unfair. Did you hear last week when the first pre-match meal, all the players at United were watching what Cristiano was eating? And for the first time that it was actually the goalkeeper, Lee Grant, your old teammate, Deitch, wasn't it? I think he goes, for the first time he can ever remember at a football club, not one person had a dessert. Because Cristiano wasn't having a dessert.
I loved it when I read that. They all looked. It's like the creme brulee, the biscuits, the cake. Yeah. Nobody touched anything.
No. I don't know. You got to live your life too, I suppose, right? I mean, God, I mean, I look like a sack of shit, but I enjoy myself. I'm not sure Ronaldo does.
Are you saying Ronaldo doesn't enjoy himself?
No, well, maybe he does.
The young boys might have treated you better too there, Sharms.
Yeah, yes, they. Easy there, big fella. Yes.
At the hey, I thought Jesse Lingard was went back to Manchester United. He's still playing for West Ham, isn't he?
Well, he was playing for young boys the other night.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was unbelievable. Like, Ronaldo's not getting substituted again. That's the worst scenario that could have happened for Ollie. Was Ollie's like, you know, clock management, we're going to save his body. Ronaldo, like, gives him that look, like, okay, I trust you. And he says something to Lingard, right? He probably said, like, I am never, like, make the most of this because I am never coming off before the whistle again, the final whistle. So make the most of this, kid. And then he goes out there and pulls a me and screws up under the pressure.
I think it was more of, listen, when you go on, do not make any fucking mistakes or give the ball away.
Yeah.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. And what does Lingard do in the last seconds of the game?
Wild.
He jinxed him. Gave him the yips.
Great stadium.
The Wankdorf?
That stadium there in Switzerland? Reminds me a little, it's a bit bigger, but it reminds me of Loftus Road a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good shout.
Tight. Loftus Road was like watching basketball.
Yeah, it's great.
It would be great.
Great when you're doing well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Ronaldo scores in.
Out of boxing match there. What?
Did he? Guess who? Which one was that? I just love McGuigan. What a fighter he was.
Deitch, do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember who he fought against, but I do remember the fight.
Me neither. Loved him. He was great.
Oh, you know, McGuigan was great because you watch him in a fight and he'd, you know, he'd take his time and then he'd get hit and he'd get hurt. And you just see that fury in his eyes. And then he just turned it on and become this vicious little Irishman. And it was just brilliant. I loved watching him fight. He was just fun, wasn't he? Those young, those small guys are so much fun to watch.
The old red mist. Loamy had the red
exactly.
mist.
Descends. Yeah, exactly. Explain.
Steve Lomas had it, probably, yeah.
Steve Lomas.
Is Craig frozen?
I don't know.
No.
He's Craig, blinking. Are you frozen? Can you hear
no.
us?
No.
There you
no.
Are. What's the red mist?
You sit so still. You
what's
sit so
the red
still.
Mist?
What's the red mist?
What is the red mist?
Yeah.
It's you guys are all, it's cryptic. I don't know what that is.
No, it's just the just it's anger. Just red mist rolled over and the anger and the just want to.
Oh, this is an Irish thing? The red mist with the Irish?
Well, yeah. It's probably prone to white people. I think white people are probably prone to seeing the red mist oftentimes in alcohol or stressful situations, right?
It's like when Dunlop's internet fails. You see the red mist descend upon him, right? And he loses his shit. That's what
it is. Hasn't failed yet. Hasn't failed yet.
I think I gave my internet to Craig, though.
We see it with Dickio about the 4:58 mark of most shows. That's the red mist. All right, who's up? B, you're up.
Me. Harry Kane.
Harry Kane, yes. 141 games it took him to get 100 goals. And counting.
How much was Rooney again, Sharms?
Rooney did it in 247 games.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Took him a minute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Still, Harry Kane, and he will likely surpass Shearer at some point for the all-time leading goal scorer in the Premier League.
Yeah.
I would think. All right, Craig, you're up again now.
How many is Kane behind him right now?
I haven't got the updated stats here. You're asking too much, but I think it's still you know a couple of seasons away with prolific goals being scored. But let me find that for you. Actually,
he might end up going abroad.
You think Harry Kane will end up going abroad? You think he's going to go?
Well, he may, you know. So that record's still a long way. A lot of things could go wrong or right.
I can't see Harry Kane playing abroad. I don't know what the scenario would be. I mean, end of his career, MLS. He keeps talking about if you saw that walk around. What is the name of that show that Gary Neville does where he just goes for a walk for an hour? They were golfing. He walked the dog with Roy Keane, and then he went golfing with Harry Kane. And they were talking about the NFL and, like, Harry Kane would love to be an NFL kicker.
Oh, stop it. I hate those rumors. I hate it when you see a great
rumor. He was talking about it.
I know, but I hate those stories when you hear about this great athlete who he's going to go to the NFL when he retires. Like, no, it's not that easy. No, it's all very well kicking a ball, but when you've got 1,000 pounds of linemen coming at you, it's a different story entirely.
Listen to his passion. It's on my luck today. You should not give it a try. I think, you know, on my day.
Sharms, the kicker that kicks the extra point or field goals does not get hit more than once in a career.
Well, he should be hit more, don't you think?
They don't. There's only one side of the field that hits in the first place.
No, that's true.
Right?
Is any more pathetic a position in sport in general than the kicker in the NFL?
Oh, you got to be pretty skilled.
Yeah, the kicker in the CFL.
You got to be skilled. Yeah, exactly. You got to be skilled to kick a ball. I agree. Yes, kick a ball a long way, but come on.
Oh, man.
Whenever you see, like, you know, you see, like, you know, a great run back and, you know, this guy is zigzagging through the special teams, and you always see somewhere in the corner that the kicker trying to look as if he's actually trying to get to the guy, he never gets there. Never gets there. It's pathetic.
I got this. I remember this. The Seattle Seahawks punter. See, a punter gets hit once in a while. So the punter goes over his head, the snap. So now he's running away from the guys. Now he's like, you could hear him, like, you could see him running toward the ball. And you could tell he's like, you could hear footsteps, right? Like, guys are coming at him hard, right? And he shit himself. He picks the ball up, turns around. As he's turning around, he drops the ball. And then fucking gets absolutely crunched. We should put that up. Wonger is classic.
So the punter is always a different human being to the actual kicker, for right?
Not always.
Often.
Not always, but often.
That's not right. It should be the same person.
In the NFL, yes, because they can afford a punter and a kicker. In the CFL, usually the kicker and the punter are the same person.
If you've got the leg power to be a punter of the ball, right, then surely it won't take much discipline to train a little bit and become a good kicker of the ball.
It's total different skill. It's three steps only for a field goal. It is, but it's three steps. Like, it's a complete different approach.
Ederson doesn't need any steps.
No, but he would be a punter, right? Ederson would immediately be a punter, I think.
And he can ping it as well off the ground.
It's just learning the technique of punting a ball.
And we're going to go kick field goals. The five of us are going to kick field goals.
I'd love that.
As a contest.
That would be good.
The Cleveland Browns used to have a kicker that was from Scotland, and he was the punter and the long kicker.
Yeah, Colin Hendry.
No,
Braveheart.
Guys, it was actually that Mozzie Rose guy, wasn't there? Some Mozzie Rose guy made the crossover.
Yeah.
Guys, hey, Wonger, here's one for you.
Well, Ditch was going to say something.
Question for Dan Wong. Wonger, who's the best field goal kicker in NFL or CFL history?
Hank Elisek. No. Dave Cutler. No. Louis Pisaglia.
Yes. That's it.
Let's go.
No, it's Steve Christie.
Lou.
I knew you were going to go with a BC Lions guy.
Lou.
Guys, along these lines.
He was making $100,000 a year way back in the like 80s.
I was in Nebraska at the weekend. And this conversation is kind of going along the lines of the conversation I was having with a Nebraska football fan in my hotel. And they were playing, I think they played Buffalo. And I didn't know how big university football was in Nebraska, but they don't have much there, to be quite honest. So we're watching the game, and then he's asking about soccer, kickball. He called it kickball. You guys play that kickball? Yeah, we do, yeah. So he'd had a few drinks, and he starts talking about the kicker and the punter. And I ask about the kicker and punter, same question. Is it the same guy? And he said, more often than not, it is the same guy who does the punting and the kicking. I said, oh, that's interesting. And I said, at NFL level, is it the same? And he said, yes, more often than not, dependent on the experience of the guy and how good the guy is. If he's a really good kicker, ice cold veins, then they'll pay him a lot of money and then they'll bring a younger guy in just to do the other stuff, the punt returns, whatever it is. So he said, why don't you guys in kickball, which he kept putting it, he said, why don't you guys have certain players that come onto the field to take penalty kicks and free kicks? And it got me thinking. I was like, that's actually a pretty good observation. He said, yeah, I just don't understand. You guys are running around for like 90-plus minutes, and the penalty kicks are such a huge part of the game. Why don't you bring in like a guy that is specifically on that roster to take a penalty kick or a direct free kick? I said, interesting. What do you think?
I think it's stupid.
I know, of course. But it's only because we're very...
Oh, yeah, but okay. So you're saying it's a free kick in the 33rd minute. You're going to bring on some guy that's great at that but has no legs for anything else? You know, I mean...
Hey. But he scores.
Give me a chance, guys. Give me a chance to play a role.
Yeah. He scores every penalty kick, and he's like 90% from direct free kicks as well.
Who scores?
Well, Gareth Southgate tried that. It didn't work very well.
Yeah.
True. Who's 100% from the penalty spot? I mean, Letizier, Johnny Wark, those guys. And you're using up a substitute for... You know, in college in the States, in NCAA in the States for a few years, they had, and the stupid thing about that was when there was a free kick, the coaches would bring on like four of the college basketball guys for corners. As soon as the ball went out, oh, change them over again. It was just constant.
American what about like line football. Changes then, like in hockey, in football? I mean, so you have a bigger squad, right? You can rotate players on the run. How would that change the game?
That would be wild.
It'd be a friggin' zoo.
Interesting note, bringing Bruno Fernandes on to take a penalty kick.
Yeah.
He's like 46 years old and he can't run anymore.
That's what you're thinking about, Deej. You like it because you're thinking this could be a comeback for me. Exactly. I'm going to really focus on it. There you go. Okay, got it.
Deej, it would make more sense somebody that could take a free kick from outside the box that was a specialist that could hit the target, get it over the wall every time, you know, somebody who's that couldn't do anything else.
But even the very best free kick takers don't score that often for free kicks.
No. Oh, it's a hard skill, yeah.
Difficult. It's very difficult.
Look how many Ronaldo missed. But also, too, guys, you played pro. Like, would they be able to come in cold and do the job?
Well, it's like the kickers and the punters. They keep warm on the sideline. You'd have a net or some kind
There's no advantage No advantage. You got to have one of your 11 guys, Deitch, that you have trust in that's going to score 80, 90%, don't you?
Well, James Ward-Prowse is pretty good at it as well for Southampton. I don't know. It was a conversation. I was just killing time in Nebraska.
I just realized we spent 5 minutes discussing a question posed by some inbred Nebraskan from the weekend who's never watched a soccer match in his life, calls it kickball, and we're actually debating a suggestion he presented.
Yeah, Footy Prime, the show of the people. Who's people? Anyone, apparently.
All right, moving on. Craig, give us another 100 goal man from the Premier. We've got Shearer, Kane, Henry, Salah, Wright, Cole, Rooney so far.
How about somebody with a lot of talking points behind the scenes? Ryan Giggs.
Good one. Very good, yeah. Midfielder, a winger, 100 goals, more than that, right? Took him 534 games to accomplish it.
The fans love him, but his brother doesn't.
I need to hear more about that.
35 minutes longer to get how many names did we get, Sharm? 7 goal scorers.
I know, we'll be moving pretty quickly. But let's just fill in Wonger on the Ryan Giggs issue. The not the most recent issue, which is actually extremely serious. You
know, in a very roundabout, very short story would be that he was sleeping with his brother's wife
for a long time. I've got two brothers. I've got two brothers. That happens. Did you say that?
Well, it's okay if you know about it.
Although his brother made money out of it in the end.
Paddy Power. Those
Paddy Power commercials.
Do they talk? They don't even talk about him anymore, do they?
I don't think so, no. No, I mean, Giggs has kind of disappeared from the scene because obviously the ongoing court case, no longer managing Wales. He's not officially left forever, but while this court case continues, obviously. But yeah, pretty sordid from a guy that was, you know, the next George Best for a long time. But yeah, a goal-scoring winger. Incredible, really, what he did.
Great player. You just wouldn't leave him alone with your missus.
Like most of those bastards, actually. All right, Deitch, you're up.
Quick one, Les Ferdinand.
Les Ferdinand, yes, absolutely. Yeah. One of your main inspirations, eh, Deitch?
Yep.
He could freaking leap. He could leap like no other.
If you've ever got time to listen to a story on Soles, listen to the chat, what Paul Gascoigne does and explains about his time at Newcastle with Les Ferdinand and the baby's arm. I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah, I think you don't need to take it any further, I don't think.
Yeah, just search it up and listen to it.
All right, Wonger, you've done really well so far. Oh, Wonger's jumped out, actually. Yeah.
Wonger's bailed. He's like, oh, it's my turn. Fuck, I'm getting out.
He put on Wikipedia to try and find some more names here, and by accident, he closed us down.
It'll be a while. I'll have to do that in a couple more rotations.
Okay, Wonger, where were we when we
lost Giggs. Connection? We were just talking about Giggs.
Oh, God.
Okay, but so...
He basically had sex with his... So let me get this straight. I'm recording already, so... He had sex with his brother's wife. I mean, his brother's wife.
Yeah.
And he got caught.
Brother's wife.
He got caught.
Went on for a long time by all accounts.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
And was it in the mirror and all that kind of stuff?
Oh,
it was public. It was very public.
And did anyone come out of this with a good deal from Trojans or something?
No, the Paddy brother. Power. Paddy Power paid the brother to appear in some adverts. Very good commercials, actually. And, they're probably on YouTube, actually.
That's right.
Google Ryan Giggs' brother, Paddy Power. You'll find them. They're excellent.
About getting screwed over or something?
Basically, yeah. Yeah. Without mentioning names. It's very well done. It's great. All right, Deitch, you're up. Who's next?
Hold on. I was just going to say that John Terry came out of that looking very good as well.
John Terry, which one was that? That was when he was having sex with one of his buddy's wives, right?
He looked like a saint after the stuff that happened to Giggs and his brother. Sorry. Next one. I'm going to go Sergio Aguero.
Ooh.
Sergio Aguero. Yes, of course.
Is he on there?
Yep, of course he is. Yeah. Yeah. Took him 147 games. He was the third quickest to 100.
Oh, nice.
He was my next one, Deitch. That's why I reacted. Sorry, Danny.
We should say that Deitch got an extra one there. Now, we did lose connection. Before we lost connection, Deitch mentioned Mr. Les Ferdinand as well, okay, which he's on here as well. So moving forward, so seamless this show so far, isn't it? So seamless. All right, B, you're up then.
If it was perfect, would we even want to do it?
No.
Exactly.
No. Exactly.
And you out there, you primers, you wouldn't even listen.
Actually, it's not B now. It's actually Wonga. This is when it gets interesting now because Wonga's being stretched. Unless of course, he disconnected so he could get onto Wikipedia and find out.
This is tough for me now. Look, I don't know now.
You've done well so far. I'll give you credit.
Yeah, the third, it's tough. I'm just trying to think of famous people. Ronaldo? I don't know. Did he get 100?
Oh, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Hang on.
No, he's not on that list.
He's not, is he? How do you know?
Are
you looking at a list?
No, I'm not looking at the list, but I can tell you everything about the guy.
You are. You cheating bastard.
Absolutely not.
Cheating bastard. You're not supposed to look at the list.
Maybe you old fucks didn't pay attention to the news the last little bit. It's only been everywhere how we've gone back to the past here and how Ronaldo left Manchester United and became this glorified goal scorer because he'd only scored 82 in about 240 United appearances. So suck on that.
You cheating Portuguese.
It sounds so much better in your accent.
So no, he's not there. So Wonga, you blew it, mate, but it's a good guess. He'll be there soon enough, you know. He'll be there soon enough.
Yeah, he will be.
This season.
But 6 years. I thought in 6 years he would have got 100 goals in the Prem. I guess he only got prolific winger. The last two or three, didn't he? Really prolific.
Yeah, he was a winger more.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Wonga, so you missed out there, mate. B, check your list. Who you got?
I did. But guys, I'm not cheating. I don't need to cheat. With you lot, I've got a good chance just having a memory here, long-term memory. But I am now in a territory where there's guys like Ronaldo who flirted with the line. I think Ruud van Nistelrooy is pretty close to the line.
Ruud van Nistelrooy?
No.
No.
He's not on the list. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Van Nistelrooy, la 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 la.
He would have done if he didn't get injured. They were trying to buy him a couple years before.
Exactly, yeah. Just what a great player he was. And even when he first signed, remember he signed and he'd scored all those goals and he blew his knee out towards the end of the season. And Fergie called him and said, listen, we believe in you. We trust you. We're still going to come in for you. Get healthy and I'll buy you. And he did. And then the result, you know, one of the great strikers in the Premier League for sure, but didn't play enough to reach this list. So, boys, I mean, listen, we're 4, 5, 6, 8 names in, and we're already dropping here. Not very good. Not impressive at all. Get ready for football and soccer on DAZN. Stream the NFL, Premier League, and UEFA Champions League. Your sport, when and where you want it. Start your free trial at DAZN.com. Game changed. Craig, you're up.
Didier Drogba.
Yes, Jesus. Absolutely. Didier, absolutely.
Didier, ole, 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 ole. Didier.
Did Drogba play in the MLS?
Yeah, Impact, Montreal.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I forgot that you went back to Chelsea as well. I forgot all about
Montreal.
That.
Yeah. Club foot.
Not after Montreal, though. He came to Montreal after Chelsea.
Before they went back there, got the Champions League, right?
Part owns a club in Phoenix as well.
Does he?
Yeah.
What a player, though. What a physical specimen he was, man. Superb, superb player. All right, Deitch, your turn.
Well, I'm going to go for a little bit of an old one here. So this is a little bit of a guess, but Robbie Fowler.
Robbie Fowler has to be there, right? On my list here. Yep, he is there. Actually, of course he is. God's there. Only 175 games to hit the 100 level.
Yes, what a little goal scorer he was, little Robbie lad.
Little super.
He was snorting the lines.
Best celebration ever. Yeah, Wonga, again. Well, you know, it's great talking to Wonga about these things because it brings back the memories. It's like, you know, reliving these great moments once again because we explained to Wonga. So Robbie Fowler had a bit of a, well, there was a tabloid story about him doing coke, right? Basically. Right. And he scored a goal and then he began going his hands and knees and snorted the lines, the goal line. It was just fantastic. Incredible. He got banned for it. He got a big ban, wasn't it?
He must have got it suspended for
yeah, it was a long suspension.
It was good banter, I thought.
So worth it.
Oh, it was great.
Outstanding.
Good.
Great banter. Reaction.
Love that.
He also got banned for showing his ass to Matt Letizia, Graham Lasso.
Correct.
Yeah, Graham Lasso was the poorly treated by some of his contemporaries because he was intelligent and because he read books. He was accused of being gay, right? This is a different generation, right? It's ridiculous. And Robbie Fowler wiggled his bum at Graham Lasso in a game and got a suspension for it. Nowadays, he would have got a much larger suspension. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, Robbie was a bit of a character. Is he still in Australia now? I think he is, isn't he?
No, he's back.
Is he back?
Yeah, she texted me the other day through Twitter, direct message. How are you, lad? Just wondering what's going on at TFC and wondering if there's any job opportunities there.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did you say yes, there are?
I said, not a fucking chance. You're not American.
Can we get Robbie on the show, Deitch? Can you text him back right now and say, listen, can't guarantee you a job at TFC, but I can guarantee you a spot on the podcast, but we can't pay you.
Maybe. I'll see.
It'd be brilliant.
It's a long time since I've spoken with him. We were in the England under 21s together, so that just came out of the blue, and he contacted me through Twitter. So interesting. Wow.
He's only 46. I thought he was older.
Good character.
A little scally, eh? Scally.
Yeah.
He's just coming off a managerial stint with East Bengal of the Indian Professional Football League.
Did we ever find out whether he scored 100 or not?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
How many games?
One of the greatest. 175 games. He scored 100 goals.
175. Okay.
Incredible. It's one of the top six or seven.
So it's Craig and Danny left. Me and B out. We should be out. No, or this is going to languish.
I mean, this kind of we may as well skip over you at this point, Wonger.
Wonger, you can try.
Do you want to throw a name out there?
Yeah. Steven Gerrard.
Yes.
There you go.
Well done.
Yep.
For a midfielder, pretty impressive. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say for Wonger. Well,
there's that too. Okay. That was impressive, though. Well done. All right, B. You're up.
Frank Lampard is on that list.
Yeah, of course he is. Frank Lampard.
Frankie Lamps.
Another midfield maestro.
Ah.
Craig called it in the first second he saw a young Frank come to camp. Craig said, that kid's going to be special. Right, Craig?
Actually, no. Frankie Lamps is already there when I got there. And wasn't just sort of pushing the first team, but I can't remember his name. Williamson or something like that, Deitch? West Ham sold him to Everton. And he ended up doing his knee or something, and Williamson. But good player.
Danny Williams.
Danny Williams, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, he was a good midfielder, him.
So he was better than Frank at the time, but Uncle Harry and his dad being the assistant coach, all things being equal.
Got the opportunity, right?
But he took it, man. He took it. Nobody worked harder than Frank.
And listen, he blossomed into one of the great midfielders of his generation. Yeah. You can't really
Nobody worked
that, right?
harder than his dad did on Frank.
Right.
Frankie Sr. didn't care about anything except Frank.
All right, who's up now? That was Craig. It is Deitch.
I'm going to go old school again and Super Teddy Sheringham.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, of course. Steady Teddy gets in there.
Second one you've taken from me.
All right, Wonga, you're up again. You pulled one out of the hat last time, mate. You did a great job.
Dude, I don't even know.
There are guys in this list that you know. There are guys left that you know.
No.
Mm-hmm.
There are not.
There are.
Really?
Guaranteed.
Right. I don't know. Did Beckham?
Nope. But it's a good guess.
Yes, good guess.
A number of goals. Yep. You know, you're not embarrassing yourself here. You're not.
All right.
I would have thought he would have got 100. I'm surprised he didn't get 100.
Mm-hmm. All set pieces, but hey. All right, B, you're up again.
Yeah, I'm in that periphery here where I'm flirting with the line. Like,
you're surprising me that you're so average at this point already, B.
No, not average. In fact, I'm the intelligent guy that reads a lot of books that's trying for the hard ones here early on.
Read books, you write books.
Good point.
Danny, can I give you a clue?
Sure.
There is someone that you really like that I think will be on that list. Someone that kind of really pushed you to be a Villa fan. That I think will be on that list.
No, you think? Well, I will just get out of the way then. You think Dion Dublin's on that list? 100 Premier League goals? Okay, final answer. Boom, Dion Dublin. Let's give it a go. I don't think he's there.
No chance.
I'm giving Deitch that point, by the way. I'm giving Deitch the point. Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely. Of course he did. Dion Dublin. But I was watching the Great Bake Off, British Bake Off this week, and he was on there.
Come on,
Dion Dublin was on there. He's a good cook.
Give some
really
respect.
Good cook.
Put some respect on big number nines.
Mm.
Big Doobs was obsessed back in the day.
Yeah, obviously I love him, but I mean with the injuries and he bounced around, he's also the only player that's played every position in the Premier League except goalkeeper. So I didn't think that he'd, I didn't think that he'd bag that many over what was a long career, but obviously injury.
He smashed me a career, few times. So,
okay, good shout.
He smashed me as well.
I can see that.
When he was playing for Cambridge. Starting with them. Remember that, wow. Deitch?
Yeah.
Remember that Cambridge United team that if you took more than two touches, you got subbed off?
Yeah.
No, I'm not lying.
True. They narrowed the field. They made the field shorter as well.
They put sand in the corner, grew the grass. Guys had the ball boys had towels. They had two guys on the wing. They could throw the ball fucking 40 yards, couldn't do anything else.
So they were like Burnley before Burnley?
Oh,
yes.
Wait, like seriously?
Burnley was Burnley was Wenger Arsenal compared to them?
Yeah. It was just basically hooked the ball, just kept hooking it. Bang, 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 bang. And the goalkeepers, I couldn't remember their name, was a couple of them. They're pretty much the same, apparently, on Fridays. It was Beck, wasn't it? Beck was the manager.
Coach. Yeah, he was the coach.
And he was a bit of a player. He's played for Spurs back in the day. But anyway, yeah, the goalkeepers had to hit a 10-yard position right on, I think it was like 10 yards in the other half, 10 yards by 10 yards. And they had Dion Dublin was one of the guys that started. They come across, headed in the middle. Oh, it's terrible to play against.
Well, Craig, it's your turn now.
It was relentless.
Your turn, your turn, Craig. Next up.
Former TFC.
Former TFC? You mean Laurent Robert?
The bloody, bloody big deal it was.
Yep, Jermaine Defoe. Boom, Craig. Nailed it. Good job. He's in there. Took him 303 games, but Defoe, of course, 100 goal club. Prolific goal scorer. Can't knock the kid. Very, very good. All right. Wonga, you're up again now, mate.
Deitch was just talking about the big number nines, Peter Crouch.
Yes. Well done. Yeah. Crouch is in there. Well done, Wonga.
He gave me the hint. That was the hint.
Anyone with a podcast.
500 games.
419.
One every four, eh? So, he set a few up.
This is the thing. This is what I'm struggling with, Wonger, because I can think of all these guys that I know to be prolific goal scorers, but it's like, did they get that many games in order to do that? So here's another guy I'm thinking of that's probably on the cusp. If he's got it, it's probably not by too many. Fernando Torres?
Nope.
See?
Wow.
No.
All right, so that's two strikes for me.
Again, he had a couple of good years at Liverpool. It wasn't that long, right? And then he failed at Chelsea.
Hey, right. Did you not read my text to you?
Yeah, but I'm into the quiz here, Wonger.
Dude, we got to do our contractual obligation.
I love how I'm the corporate guy, just because I look better in suits than any of these ones.
Well, we read it there. We read it, okay, and then it's Dickie after this read. So take it away, B.
Get ready for football and soccer on DAZN. Stream the NFL, Premier League, and UEFA Champions League. Your sport, when and where you want it. Start your free trial at DAZN.com. DAZN. Game changed.
I must say, going over some of these names, you know, and DAZN actually do show a lot of these players, and they'll, you know, look at their careers and flashbacks. And I love those segments, by the way. They make me feel really old, but they're superb. All right, Deitch, you're up next.
Michael Owen.
Michael Owen, of course.
Again, you took another one again. God, I should have said him instead of Torres.
He's feeling the pressure right now, isn't he? You can tell.
Low hanging fruit. Drink your wine. Drink your Mino.
I'm drinking wine in a plastic cup right now.
Well, you're solo class, cup. Eh?
Yeah, look at that. Class.
Nice.
All right, Craig.
I'm going to say Justin Fashanu, but I'm not sure he did or not.
No, not Premier League.
Not Premier League, a little bit too, I think, too early, right?
Well, that's it, yeah. I was wondering. Well, I mean...
Craig, yeah. I'll give you a clue. I'll give you a little clue. I'm not sure if it's 100 goals, but another big number 9, and there was an incident at West Ham that he was involved with.
Yeah, I don't think he did it. I thought him as well.
Big Johnny.
Oh, Johnny Hartson?
Did he get there?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Didn't get there.
There were so many incidents there. I was thinking of, remember when Vieira, Vieira spat on Neil Ruddock right in his face.
That's right, yeah.
There's some big names he goes and missing out right now, huge names, which you'll just, you know, you won't be impressed
just,
when you hear
Let them. Me just finish that story. He then went like this, he gives it this, he goes like...
Oh, my God,
For those people that aren't listening with their eyes or watching with their ears, what he did there was he actually picked the loogie up from his cheek, looked at it, and ate it.
Yeah.
Right, Craig? That's just so disgusting.
Nice young man.
So you had garlic last night.
Did he go beat him after? Like, spitting on someone, it's not a good look.
You know what? Neil Ruddock, man, Razor was a different guy, man. Like, you would think he would lose his shit, but he basically just was like, looked at the referees, like, yeah, I got you sent off. Like, fuck you. Seriously, just.
Ugh, disgusting. All right, who's up next? Whose turn is it?
Craig,
I think it's no.
Is it me still?
Craig, oh, yes. Sure.
Johnny Hartson.
You got it wrong.
John Fashanu. Zola?
Nope.
No!
Nope, didn't make 100.
Yeah.
Deitch, jump in.
Emil Heskey.
Yes, ooh. Well done.
Oh, he was around for a while, wasn't he? A few clubs.
Mm-hmm. Leicester scored a lot of goals, actually, before making the move to Liverpool. Good player. I liked him, actually. He only got hard done by at Liverpool, but good player. And as always, will be part of that England 5-1 smashing of Germany.
Yep.
Remember?
Who can
forget that? All right, Wonger.
I broke his heart at Stamford Bridge. He had a point blank shot. Fucking
Heskey.
And I never seen it before. And somebody put it up on line. Some Chelsea fan put the. So it's on my Twitter handle there somewhere. If you want to go look, Sherms.
Nah, can't be bothered. I'm sure it's there. I guess it's there somewhere. I'm sure it is. Wonger.
Some guy from Sweden.
Sweden.
No.
All right.
Who would that be?
I don't know.
Ibra didn't score 100 goals at United for that 8 months.
I don't think there's a Swedish that scored 100 goals.
I was just wondering if there was a Swedish dude.
There was for Celtic. There was for Celtic.
Henrik Larsson scored a few at United as well, but obviously not that many. Wasn't there long enough, obviously.
He scored 1,000 at Celtic, didn't he?
It was 1,000 in one season, I think.
Against you.
All right, B.
Okay, so I'm just gonna stick in my lane. Okay, these are great guesses, guys that are on the cusp. Nicholas Anelka.
Yep.
Anelka
got in there. 258 games. You got him to get to
258 games. I honestly thought he either wouldn't have got there or would have been more games than that.
Craig. We have nine more players to guess from. Nine more.
Shrinking.
Robin van Persie.
Yes.
Oh, that was my one.
That's all
right. Yes, you're screwed now, Deitch. You're screwed now.
How do you like it?
Because he arrived when Ronaldo left, didn't he? I think.
at United, yeah. A few years after that, though.
No, I don't think he was.
Yeah, it was. He showed up with those checkered shirts with the black collar.
I thought he came soon after Ronaldo left, and they won the Premier League.
I think Van Persie showed up when we did the Fox show. Wasn't it like that late?
Oh, Christ.
He showed up 2012. Yeah, it was 2012.
Was it 2012? Okay. All right. Deitch.
I'm going out on the limb here, but someone that Craig probably got lobbed by plenty of times, Matt Letizia.
Yes.
I thought you'd already said him.
Nope. He was mentioned earlier on, but not in the context of this.
Letizia scored 100 goals?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and they were all incredible.
Well, he was freaking unbelievable. Great guy to have a night out with, too.
And talking about pre-match meals and after-match meals, so you're talking about Ronaldo and the rest of the group did not want to have the apple crumble afterwards. Matt Letizia's pre-match meal before games was a pint of Coke, a cola, and a plate of fries with ketchup.
Wow.
I believe that.
No, it's just true.
I do believe it.
He had a derby on him, didn't he, Deitch?
Yeah. But he was a hell of a player. Holy moly, the balance this guy had. Just when you thought, he's slow as anything. I can get on him. I can tackle him. And he'd nip it through your legs or just little shifty feet.
Really?
Very good player.
Yeah. What a player he was. Wonger.
Denmark.
You know what? I know for a fact there's two guys left, Wonger, that you know. Doesn't help.
Just name a country and we'll see if we can just try to get the country right.
There's no Danes.
You know who would tell you he's on there, but he's not on
Dutch.
There.
There's got to be another guy from Holland and another guy from France.
There's one more Dutchman on there.
I know
one Dutchman, not one more.
I know the Dutchman.
No, I can't. I don't have a guess. You?
Yeah, it's my turn.
Yeah, your turn there.
You too. No.
I'm taking
Chelsea.
It's Dennis Bergkamp.
No, it's not Bergkamp.
No.
Craig's going to steal this one, aren't you, Craig?
It's former Chelsea guy, big front, big lad up front.
You're going to hand it the deep.
Hasselbank.
Oh, my. Yes. Oh, Hasselbank. Jesus. Yeah. There you go.
You got it. Yeah.
Jimmy Floyd.
Yeah, Jimmy Floyd.
He's on his own.
Another powerful guy. Powerful.
He's as well, didn't he? Yeah.
He's been doing Premier League productions, and he's quite good.
He has.
He's good. Like him on the panel. Was he managing as well somewhere?
I think he was. I think you're right. Yeah.
I think he's at your old – he currently is Burton. The boss of Paul Messerschmidt's old club.
Yeah, he's at Burton. He's doing
well. Is he at Burton, is he? Bloody hell.
Yeah, he was managing QPR a few years ago, like after they'd went down.
Yeah.
Okay, six names left each. You're up.
Yeah, I'm right.
Countries, any imports? Are they all English?
Nope.
Give a hint.
Three imports.
Okay, give a hint of one.
Well, let's get these to answer first because you'll probably get
there's three imports out of how many?
Deitch was always the favorite.
Six.
Six.
Okay.
I'm trying to think who played.
Ireland.
More than like five, six. Yes. Robbie Keane.
Yes, Robbie Keane. Yeah,
he's not even that long ago.
Gave him that one there, Craig.
We should have got him a long time ago, but
he played a long time though.
Yeah,
he did play a long time.
Yeah,
it's been a minute. He's been gone for a minute.
He was good for LA too, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Did well for LA.
Shit interview though, Craig. You're up.
Is it? No, it's not. I just got Jimmy Floyd.
Oh, that's right. You did, didn't you? Yeah. Wonger. Okay. Whose turn is it? Wonger.
That's mine.
Okay.
It's mine. Give me a clue. Yeah.
Kitchen.
Ooh. Kitchen. Sink. Steve Sink.
Barry Fawcett.
Is that it? Is that the guy's name? I don't know.
No, it's not Barry Fawcett.
That would be great, actually.
Brilliant.
Barry Fawcett.
Honestly, when you said sink, I was expecting Wonger to like celebrate Christine Sinclair or just like name
Landry Showers.
No, kitchen. Come on. There may have been a party there.
Hey, Deitch.
Kitchen party. I don't know.
Peach, I got a question.
I'm taking this one. Thank you, Mark.
It's easy, Wonga.
Yeah.
Peach, what is the ramen for Chinese people?
Kitchen, you don't speak to. You especially don't say kitchen to Dan Wong.
What? B, tell him.
It's Jamie Vardy's having a party, Wonger.
Oh, Jamie Vardy. Party?
He's already scored that many times. When Leicester won the championship, they watched the winning moment in his kitchen, had a party. And who was it? Was it City they lost? I forget now.
Spurs.
Spurs-Chelsea, wasn't it, I think? That crazy game when Spurs melted down. Yeah.
Yep.
Spurs shit the bed.
All right.
Thanks, Wonger.
Now it's your turn, Craig.
Is it? I thought it was your turn.
I don't know. Maybe.
No, it's Don Lopez.
You got Vardy. I took Vardy.
Oh, Vardy.
Give me a win.
Very unscientific quiz, this. So.
Well, we got two left.
We got a 1, 2, 3, 4 left.
Wow.
Dwight York, have we already done that?
Oh, you just got him. Well done. We talked about him.
Really? No, we talked about him. Ditch was talking about him.
I thought Danny brought him up, a Villa player or something.
No, Trini. There you go. Okay, so we've got 1, 2. So, yeah, we got – oh, sorry, Vardy. Sorry, 2 left here and 1 Englishman and 1 from somewhere else.
Did we say Ian Wright?
Yep.
Yeah,
we did.
You're up. Deitch, it's your turn.
He said 1 from somewhere else. That means it's got to be somewhere random. Where there's not been a lot of players. Because if he gives it away, like if he says Cameroon.
Who would it be then? Who scored lots of goals in the Premier League from Cameroon? Pretty sure Sammy Eto'o didn't play in England very long.
Come on, you got to give us the country, Shams.
No, because it would be so obvious.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
Belgium?
It's Deitch's guess right now.
So there's 1 Englishman that we've forgotten.
I'm not giving a country. Craig goes, Belgium? Like, did he not hear? I'm not giving a
country. Oh, has been the best episode because of the delay.
Belgium. It's Belgium, yeah?
Is it?
I'm not saying that, no. I'm not saying it's Belgium. It's somewhere other than England.
Are you saying it is Belgium or it's not there?
It is. I'm not saying either. I'm refusing to acknowledge Craig's suggestion.
Remember when Portugal lost to Belgium painfully at the Euros and I asked my friend Craig Forrest to join me on my Toronto Star show to talk about the big match and he wore a Belgian shirt?
I say this, Craig, Adich, it might be Belgium. It might not be Belgium. But you've got 2 players to pick from here.
That means it is Belgium.
2 Belgians.
Inspector Clouseau. That's what we got with Ditch right now.
I don't think Lukaku scored 100 yet.
I don't think he has either.
No.
No.
I don't think he's got there yet.
No. That was his first goal at Chelsea the other day at Stamford Bridge.
Yeah, so he hasn't got 100. Sean Gota.
Nope.
No,
okay, give a hint. Give a hint now.
Give us a team. Give us a country.
Has played at the World Cup.
For what country?
I'm not giving the fucking country.
It's, I think it's, so I said it would be obvious. I wonder if it's, if you give it away, like, are you hiding this from me?
Why?
Mo Salah.
It's your turn.
Mo Salah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Have you not been around for the last hour and a half?
This whole thing was about Mo Salah.
He was the first name in there.
And Ian Wright. We talked about Ian Wright for 20 minutes, Ditch.
Oh, actually, you know, there's actually 3 names left still. 3 names left. 2 are English. 1 is not.
Old age is a killer.
There's a lot of fucking names. Of course, they're going to double up.
Go on, B. I'll give you 10 seconds.
Are they from the continent of Africa or Asia?
No. They're from Europe.
Are they European?
Mm-hmm.
Are they Eastern European?
He's just said 2 English and 1 is not.
Berbatov.
Oh, Dimitar Berbatov. Well, that's a great shout. I can't believe that's not one, to be honest.
What's his name? The guy, great striker. Pod, what's his name?
I hope so.
Podolski?
Pod, yeah.
Podolski.
No, it's not Podolski.
Podolski.
Steve Podolski. You got 10 seconds here.
Steve Podolski, the downhill skier.
8, 7.
I hate
six,
being bad at this. Five, I thought you were hiding it from me. Four, I thought it was America. I thought it was Clint Dempsey,
two,
but that's got to be wrong.
One. All right, Craig, your turn.
Oh, my turn again? How about we just fucking just try and get it?
Yeah.
Okay, just throw out names. You got three names to get here. Three names.
Oh, you said two.
I know. I missed one.
The alley? No.
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 No. If you can't give us the country, give us the club.
Oh, Jesus, because it's going to give it away. All right. Oh, Christ.
How is it going to give it away?
When you hear it, you'll know. Okay, I'll give you a name. I'll give you a club. He's been in a few clubs, all right?
Okay.
He's played at Chelsea.
That gives it away.
Played at Chelsea.
Craig Forrest was on loan to Chelsea.
Joe Cole.
No. Good guess, though, but no.
Yeah, that is a good guess.
You're overthinking
Giroud.
This.
Oh,
you're overthinking this.
No.
No, but Giroud, again, that would be a good... He's not there.
Petrescu now.
We're overthinking it.
I'm really overthinking it.
Really?
There's one name on this, at the three, that you might really... Well, should stump you. The other two should not stump you.
Fuck. I knew this was going to happen. We stumped on one last name.
Okay, forget that the name, but you cut into the European guy, okay? I'll give you a clue. Okay, this guy played for England.
The last guy on our list is from England.
Well, there's three. This actually, both these last two players, forget the European base one, right? The other two players both play for England in different positions.
Okay, World Cup or Euros?
Raheem Sterling.
Both. Not Raheem Sterling, both. No.
Not Raheem Sterling yet?
Okay, class of 92.
Chelsea.
Class of not 92. Chelsea. Forget Chelsea. Paul fucking Scholes. Hell. This is painful.
Paul Scholes.
Yes, Paul Scholes.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, of course.
Freaking hell. Do you know who he scored his first Premier League goal against?
You?
Craig Forrest.
Did he really? Nice.
I believe so. Yeah.
Andy Cole, Paul Scholes. Who else? Dwight York.
Okay, you got two players left, one English, one European. Let's stick with
Charles,
the English
guy. We won
here.
That game, by the way. Charles, we won that
all
game.
All right, nice. I'm glad to hear it. But that's a monopoly.
Just because I knew you probably thought we got beat.
No.
Fair guess, but yeah.
Just give two the damn left answers. Here, boys. Two left. We're running out of time here, boys. Two left. The one
Mark
guy.
Hughes. Mark Hughes?
I'll give you a.
Oh, no, he's fucking there. Welsh.
I'll give you a clue for one of these guys, okay? Alan Kirbishley. That's a clue.
Oh, God. It's not someone like Carlton Cole, is it?
No.
No, Cole? Carlton? No.
Not your Cole.
Nightmares.
He said Kirbishley, so I thought strikers.
This guy played for Alan Kirbishley.
At Charlton or West Ham.
Well, I'm not I can't give you everything. Cole. Jesus.
Not Carlton.
Wait, did he confirm that the player was from Europe?
The other guy, yes.
Okay.
This is the English guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he English? Is he English or is he?
This guy's okay. English. Yep. He played for England. He also played for Charlton and Alan Kirbishley.
What come part on. Of England?
Lee Bowyer?
No. I don't know. I think he's a southerner.
What part of England did he come from?
Lee Bowyer?
No. Not Lee Bowyer.
He played for Charlton.
Trevor Sinclair.
I was surprised. This guy really surprised me when I saw his name there.
All the names we've mentioned.
He's a pundit now. He's a pundit.
Hold on. I know.
Is he with Kirbishley? Does he fight with Kirbishley?
No, Kirbishley managed him at Charlton.
At Charlton?
At Charlton.
They were great at the time.
Gary. Oh,
Paolo Di Canio.
No, he wasn't at Charlton, was he?
Steve Sidwell.
Neville Neville.
It's a great
Aaron
show.
Neville.
Wait till you hear the next promo I've cut. It's so goddamn good.
And this guy played for England.
Yep. Not very much, but he played for England.
He played for Charlton. Jason Yule?
Nope. When you hear this.
Realize, no, of course we will. Did he come from like the old generation? Like?
Not really. No. I'll tell you when he played. Let me find out if...
Did this guy go on and play for Chelsea as well?
No. So this guy, Charlton. Let me see. He played at Charlton, but 2005 to 2007. He played at every England grade level at 13 caps for England.
I know it. He's a midfielder. I got him. I know it.
I think you do.
Robbie Savage.
He also played at Ipswich, Craig.
Really?
Played at Ipswich.
Robbie Keane.
Played most of his games at Ipswich.
It's not Robbie Keane.
He played at Sunderland.
He's a pundit.
He played at Villa.
He's a pundit now.
Oh, it's not.
He played at Spurs. He played at Burton recently, most recently. Derby, Brighton.
What?
Right.
Come on, Deitch.
No, I thought it was someone else. I thought it was a midfielder. Go on, give it to us because it's doing my head enough.
Give it. What part of England is he from?
Okay, he's from. He was born in Tooting. He's a London boy.
That gives nothing away.
Yeah,
he's Tooting. A London boy.
Tooting Mitchum. Go on, give it to
us. You're going to kill yourself when you hear this. You know this guy.
We do this for a living now. We haven't done it yet, so we're not going to kill ourselves when you give us the answer here.
You might with this guy.
All right, give me his first name and then I'll get it.
All right, his first name is Darren.
Anerton.
Not Darren Anerton, no.
Ambrose.
Nope.
Fletcher.
My God.
It's not
Darren Fletcher.
Nope. You go through every Darren that's playing this bloody league except for this guy.
Yeah.
Play
for Charlton. Who is it?
Give up, all of you?
Yeah, Anderson. I'm out.
I bet there's numerous listeners who get this. Darren Bent.
Oh, no. Darren Bent.
Fuck, yeah.
He was Villa's
record. He scored a whole bunch for Ipswich, but yeah.
He did, yeah. He played most games in his career for Ipswich.
Whose idea was it to do this quiz?
I don't know,
but we still have to do – no, we got to do one more, the European guy.
Yeah, one more guy.
Okay.
I will say the guy you've already spoken about this guy in today's show.
Oh, we did. Okay. Oh, we're not done yet.
No. This last guy, and you've already spoken about him in depth.
What?
He's European. We've spoken about him in depth. Think about all these. So we suspect he could be Belgian.
Mohamed Salah.
He might be, yeah.
Deitch take a stab at with Lukaku? I don't think it is. But
give me an answer. Give me an. He didn't. No, he. No one actually gave a definitive.
Okay. Where is he from? Give us a hint. Where is he actually from?
Give me a definitive. B. Give me a definitive answer.
Romelu Lukaku.
Yes, Lukaku.
Oh wow!
Fucking hell, that was painful.
Yeah, that was painful.
I thought Deitch said Lukaku.
No, he didn't. He goes. He
slurred away. Somebody said Lukaku about fucking 20 minutes ago.
No, they didn't. They danced around it.
Oh.
Hey, we got to do footy picks before we go home.
All right.
All right. Start singing, Deitch.
Please, Deitch, sing for us.
One, two, three. It's footy picks. It's a footy pick. I'm footy pride.
Good games this weekend.
It's footy picks brought to you by DAZN. Great games this weekend. We'll have a couple here. West Ham, Manchester United, fellas.
Ooh.
Craig, let's start with you.
It's a good one.
Interesting, isn't it? After the United result.
Because your team. It's hard to get away from that. I know you're a loyal guy.
Remember as well, Craig, that Antonio is suspended for this weekend.
Oh, I know, Deitch. Apparently got sent off. I know, terrible. Who doesn't know that? Okay, it's going to be a tough one, boy. A tough one. United's going to be stinging after that last game.
Yeah. Ole's going to want to put some. I don't know. He's going to put some fires out. I think he's he's going to throw full ammunition at West Ham.
I think so too. Will Jesse Lingard touch the pitch?
I think he will. I think he'll give him a chance to show, like, because he kind of backed him in the press and said, look, everyone makes a mistake. I think Lingard came out as well. Do you think Lingard will get a good reception there, guys?
I think honestly, he played so well for West Ham.
Yeah.
That I think you're putting him in a difficult position.
That's what I thought. That's why I didn't think he'd feature, regardless of what happened this midweek.
Mm. Yeah. I think it kind of almost forces his hand because I think that it would have been a good idea to leave him out because not that they are desperate for him to play.
Yep.
And West Ham fucking loved him and pretty hard, you know. He's going to be a pro about it, but it's not an easy situation.
So give me some scores.
1-0 United.
Greg.
What?
Score.
2-1 Hammers.
Right. Go on. Like it.
Beach, what do you got?
2-1 Manchester United.
All right.
Ah!
All right, next up, fellas. Last one, Spurs-Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a good one. I mean, Spurs started like I was going to say a house on fire, but that's not actually true. I think Spurs just surprised everyone. But then they got opened up by Palace.
How does a house on fire start anyway?
Well, it's just supposed to be like...
at my house, rags.
Raging, right?
It was rags at my house.
Oh, was it rags?
Yeah.
Yeah, soaked in paraffin?
My dad threw rags, all kinds of paint rags together. And our garage caught fire.
And don't wake up Dan. Hey, guys, don't wake up Dan.
They just have to be stuck inside a bottle with petrol.
That's right. Molotov. And my dad threw it in my window.
Yeah. Something about Molotov.
That's because he banged his brother's wife or something, wasn't it?
That's right. Molotov. Yeah. He was swearing at me, calling me a cock.
God. When you grew up in Serbia, like, what a strange description of
how you anyway. Spurs Chelsea. Beach, give us a score.
Spurs got absolutely handled by Crystal Palace.
Didn't they ever?
Last week, and they're going to get handled by Chelsea Kell, who is just looking like head coach of the year so far. He's not he's not tinkering much with this group as well. He's laying them out. He's keeping them rolling with the same kind of 15 to 16 guys. I think they go there and wrap it up 2-0.
All right. B?
And you know it's serious because Deitch has expressed how he hates Chelsea, but he's honest and fair about it. And to be honest, it's probably going to be 3-0, but I'll go 3-1.
All right. Craig?
I think the general consensus here is that we pick from not our heart. We try to be
objective.
Objective.
Yeah, you guys. Not me. Not Charmin either.
No.
You guys.
Because of course, analysts. Of course, if my life depended on it, I would pick West Ham against Manchester United.
Well, if you lived in England, Chelsea. Maybe your life would depend on it.
Chelsea.
And the other one I was gonna throw in Arsenal's, I think, playing Burnley, and it's only because of the manager that I like Burnley.
Oh yeah, Burnley's just ripped it up so far, eh, Sharms?
They're okay.
Well, it's two crappy teams playing. That's what I was wondering.
They were beaten by an Andros Townsend wonder goal. No one saw that coming.
They got everybody right where they want them.
1 point from four games.
It's 4 games in, all right? It's a long season, Craig. I'm not sure if you know this or not.
I really hope they stay up, honestly. I really do. I don't want them to go down. I think, like, it's a great story, and it's inevitable they will go down. They can't unless some rich guy decides to buy the worst investment in the world. They're going down.
QPR build up the area around Burnley. What's that, Deitch?
QPR are coming up this year.
Are they coming up this year? All right.
Go on the Rangers.
Ipswich might go down another division. Their new owners so far must be happy. They got like 3 points from the first 6 games.
Oh, no.
In division.
Got spanked last weekend 5-2 at home by Wigan or Bolton, one of them.
In the Isthmian League.
Sheffield United are in a bit of trouble too, I think.
They're going to drop out of the football system pretty soon.
be over here.
Yeah.
All right.
Ever since DeVos went there, they're going to fucking shit.
Hey, guys, there's a big footy picks selection for me as well. Next week, big game. Toronto FC versus Jimmy Brennan's York. I can't say anything about the result, but I'd like to get your picks on that.
Man.
What time for them to play?
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to say it'd be nice to say Jimmy's team is going to do something, but I think it's going to be a 3-0.
Oh, swole.
Yeah.
Who? What TFC team is playing? 2017? You're gonna go back in time?
I think they're going to put like the big hitters out. This is
the big hitters because they're so good this year. The big hitters. You know, this is like we're talking Aaron Vinter style TFC this season, right? This is an Aaron Vinter level football we're watching at the moment. They're terrible. They are awful. They're in disarray. I'm going to back my boy Jimmy Brennan. They're gonna squeak out. It's gonna be a draw, and they're gonna find a way through on pens.
And they're gonna celebrate with smashing pies against each other.
There's no pies. They're playing at BMO Field. It was hopefully going to be like, you know, as it should have been, home and away, right? But obviously, for whatever reasons, COVID protocols, they're playing it as a one-off.
Dee, so, you get us a BMO suite? Can you get us a suite for this?
Yeah. I can try and do that, and we'll bring some pies in.
Let's go.
Deech. Good.
Yeah, you could do that, and I'll get some beers.
Get in. All right, night plan.
Well, okay then. We'll do that.
We'll do a show for a minute.
I'll bring pies.
I tell you what, taking York might not be a bad bet. I wonder what the odds are on that game because it would not surprise me if they won. They might be favorite, Deech.
Could be.
Let's find out very quickly before we leave because we've gone. This is way too long. This show for a very average show. It's not great.
What book are you going to find this?
Well at the moment,
I don't know. There's got to be on somewhere. Some Asian betting syndicates.
It would be. Yeah, Bet99 or whatever. One of those.
TFC.
Whoever sponsors West Brom, they always have some book you've never heard of. Villa had that for a while too. They're always flirting with some Asian book that was only in Asia. Genting Casinos wasn't really a casino.
You see, you put in TFC York odds, it goes to New York odds. New York United.
New York odds.
Let's see here. It's not coming up right now.
I want to see Soteldo go up against, you know, run down the side against Abzi.
Yep.
Like, yeah, it's honestly for a football fan, that's going to be a very interesting game. For a local football fan, someone who's watched the Canadian Premier League, or Deech, you, someone who knows a lot of these players, what an intriguing like clash and time to do it.
Yeah.
Time for them to meet.
Well, it's a good leveler for a CPL, you know, a decent CPL team against the dregs of MLS this season and just see where the gap is. Be interesting for sure.
I mean, Pacific, you know, pulled it off, beating what was a strong Whitecaps team that's gone on to what they think went 10 unbeaten. 10, more than that now, 11, 12? They're still unbeaten, the Whitecaps?
No, they lost last game.
They did lose last one.
First loss, yeah.
Impressive turnaround.
Hey, Deech, all these young kids now, like, I mean, watching Vancouver, they're on a run to getting into the playoffs or whatever, and they're all like, it's people, they seem to celebrate a lot more without actually doing anything. Like, because baseball, when they win the pennant or the something, they go freaking crazy in the dressing rooms now. It's like, what the fuck is that?
Are you talking about after a game, like after one game?
Yeah, or they, after one game or two, or they want to run, or they're, you know, they're not even made the playoffs yet. You know what I mean? Or
I don't know whether it's to do with marketing and social media now, Craig, but it winds up as well. Like, you've won a game. Hold on, you haven't won in 7 games and you're celebrating like that, having photos taken in the locker room. Yeah, winds me up as well.
Yeah, the play up for the cameras is big. Did you see they pranked Kyle Walker with his FIFA card? You know, everyone, all these players have become obsessed with their FIFA ratings now, right?
Yeah.
Like, Deech, I mean, the games were popular when you were a player. Were you guys obsessed with that? Maybe you guys weren't playing.
Yeah, I don't think
that a difference?
Yeah, we weren't playing FIFA and stuff like that. I think now the players are into it so much more. The younger generation have really imposed it on the rest of the group of players. I still think the vets don't really play it, to be quite honest. I don't think you see Michael Bradley playing FIFA at home. He might play it with the kids, but it's the younger generation, and it's the social media, it's the blue tick thing, it's the FIFA cards, and they want that more than actually putting in the work and getting a result at the weekend.
Quite honestly, did any of you guys eat Tide Pods?
What's that?
That was a social media thing. Kids were eating those Tide Pods. You know, dishwasher soap or the laundry soap.
Milk crate challenge for sure, though. Did you guys have to do a talk? Did you have to do a talk to the kids and say, if any one of you punks do this milk crate challenge, you're off the team?
I really try to stay away from social media and following my players. Because if I see what they're doing, then it's going to put them in a different light with me on the training field.
back in our day and before, everybody knew the managers allowed to go out, Howard Kendall, like the bevy. Depending on where you were, everybody knew the place to go, and it was about going out and trying to pick somebody up or something.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
There was no swipe to the right.
No. It's like in Ted Lasso. There's only one pub in London for them.
And all the fans go and drink in that pub that they go and drink in
after. Yeah. Love May, though. May is a classic character. The bar, the pub owner there.
What love?
How I've got a tattoo. Yeah.
All right. We should probably call it quits because this is going to be a long time to render. So poor old Wonga's been up for a long time. Too long. Anyway, anything else, Wonga, you want to touch on before we say adieu?
No, I think we're good. Were you referring to something? I think we're all right.
No, I wasn't. No, nothing at all. Oh. I just say follow us on our socials.
How was your move? Did you close the deal today?
We closed it today, and we're moving.
Good for you. Friday. Congratulations.
It's been fun. It's been so much
fun. You're done. You sold the house.
No. I've got three mortgages right now.
Four mortgages now.
Hold on. You sold one house.
I'm watching my eyes in debt.
Look at this guy. Oh, wait. You're an American university student? I'm confused.
No, I still plan. The plan is still for Craig to buy my house. That's the plan.
So you moved into your new house, but you still own the other one.
Yeah. It's going back up for sale next week.
These uppity.
So you got the little bridging loan going on.
Yeah, it's fun. Paying more than one mortgage. It's great.
And they hit you a little higher, don't they? Because it's a shorter period, don't they?
That's right.
Oh, you know what? Sorry, this is 98th. Sorry, Craig, but this is the 98th pod. So we got two more weeks, but Danny's birthday and Craig's birthday are coming up soon.
Oh, we got to do a party.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So hold on.
When's your birthday?
We're going to the suite Wednesday.
19th of October.
Yeah, he's October, and you're September, Craig.
Can we not do a party at the Amsterdam Brewery?
Yeah, we should. Probably. Let's do something.
We had a good party, Deech. Your party at the Orbit Room was different class.
That was.
All right. We need to go.
Take it easy.
Yeah, we'll see you at some point when the Zone Soccer Show, and at some point next week with episode 99. All right. See ya.
This is Jeff Cole, the voice of Footy Prime, the podcast. Get ready for a season of football and soccer on DAZN. Watch live and on demand your sport when and where you want it. Start your free trial at DAZN.com. That's DAZN.com. DAZN. Game changed.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.